I understand your needs, and I know the posts must be exterminated and the bridge covered while you do your work. This I understand perfectly. This is easy to do before daylight, or at daylight. Yes, Robert Jordan said. Run along a minute, will you? He said to Maria without looking at her. The girl walked away out of hearing and sat down, her hands clasped over her ankles. You see, Sordo said, in that there is no problem. But to leave afterward and get out of this country in daylight presents a grave problem. Clearly, said Robert Jordan, I have thought of it. It is daylight for me also. But you are one, El Sordo said. We are various. There is the possibility of returning to the camps and leaving from there at dark, Pilar said, putting the glass to her lips and then lowering it. That is very dangerous, too, El Sordo explained. That is perhaps even more dangerous. I can see how it would be, Robert Jordan said. To do the bridge in the night would be easy, El Sordo said. Since you make the condition that it must be done at daylight, it brings grave consequences. I know it. You could not do it at night? I would be shot for it. It is very possible we will all be shot for it if you do it in the daytime. For me myself, that is less important once the bridge is blown, Robert Jordan said. But I see your viewpoint. You cannot work out a retreat for daylight? Certainly, El Sordo said. We will work out such a retreat. But I explain to you why one is preoccupied and why one is irritated. You speak of going to Gredos as though it were a military maneuver to be accomplished. To arrive at Gredos would be a miracle. Robert Jordan said nothing. Listen to me, the deaf man said. I am speaking much, but it is so we may understand one another. We exist here by a miracle of laziness and stupidity of the fascists, which they will remedy in time. Of course, we are very careful, and we make no disturbance in these hills. I know. But now, with this, we must go. We must think much about the manner of our going. Clearly. Then, said El Sordo, let us eat now. I have talked much. Never have I heard thee talk so much, Pilar said. Is it this? She held up the glass. No, El Sordo shook his head. It isn't whiskey. It is that never have I had so much to talk of. I appreciate your aid and your loyalty, Robert Jordan said. I appreciate the difficulty caused by the timing of the blowing of the bridge. Don't talk of that, El Sordo said. We are here to do what we can do. But this is complicated. And on paper, very simple, Robert Jordan grinned. On paper, the bridge is blown at the moment the attack starts in order that nothing shall come up the road. It is very simple. That they should let us do something on paper, El Sordo said. That we should conceive and execute something on paper. Paper bleeds little, Robert Jordan quoted the proverb. But it is very useful, Pilar said. Es muy útil. What I would like to do is use thy orders for that purpose. Me too, said Robert Jordan. But you could never win a war like that. No, the big woman said. I suppose not. But do you know what I would like? To go to the Republic, El Sordo said. He had put his good ear close to her as she spoke. Ya irás, mujer. Let us win this, and it will all be Republic. All right, Pilar said. And now, for God's sake, let us eat.